Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show, featuring Peggy Fiandaca, who along with her winemaker husband Kurt Lawrence Dunham, owns and operates LDV Winery in Arizona. Hey everybody, today is a day, right? You know what it is? It is Wine Wednesdays with Peggy Day. We love this. If you're going to kick off a month, you might as well do it with wine. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about, well, vineyard update, because now I think Arizona is not how we feel when we're up in the Pacific Northwest. I think Arizona's getting a little bit more sunshine. We're going to talk about cooking with wine, a new wine term that connects with that too. And Peggy's got a new recipe. So welcome back, Peggy. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's the new year and we're finishing up got through the first month and on to the second. So excited about 2024.
How is the weather affecting? Because the weather's been wonky. And I heard like Tucson got a little dusting of snow and got real cold. And, you know, we've been out and, you know, we actually drove through vineyards in an ice storm. And I'm going, oh my God, Peggy and Kurt cannot look at this. You know what happens?
Yeah.
And so I was sitting there going, oh my gosh. And actually, we were supposed to go do a barrel tasting in at a winery out in a near Portland area. And, you know, the way the storms were, it ruined the wine plans. And I think that is just disgusting, right? Thank God for shipping. But, you know, there's something about being able to visit a winery or go to the tasting room. But I was sitting there going, what about these poor vineyards? I mean, the ice, then I think, well, they make ice wine. So maybe because they're dormant, they're okay. What happens with these really cold temperatures? And I want to know about yours, but you know.
Right. Well, you know, our vines are dormant this time of year. And so we put them to sleep and they're now taking a long winter's nap. And unless it got really cold where we are, and I'm saying well below 32 degrees, which it doesn't happen where we're at, then we might have some difficulty with losing some vines. But our vines are they can tolerate the cold. We haven't had any quite a bit of snow in the vineyard. We have on the Chiricahua Mountains behind our vineyard. We've had snow up there. We've had quite a bit of rain.
That's good for Arizona, though.
Yeah, we love the let it rain and deep soak in the vineyard. But no, we haven't had any difficulties with weather for us. And of course, in the Scottsdale area, it's beautiful temperatures. I think it's in the mid to high 70s today. Just a perfect Arizona winter day.
As we record this, we're not in that temperature, but as it airs, we'll be moving on to warmer temperatures. So
good.
I'm all good with that. But those poor vineyards, like, I mean, are they planting vineyards? Like, are they planting grapes that can handle that? Because I mean, but ice is different than snow. I mean, this was a whole
True.
Other thing that they were not used to. They get a lot of snow, but this is nuts.
True. Now the ice there's some precautions that vineyards will take when they know that maybe they're going to have some icy weather, you know, by running some irrigation through the lines to could help mitigate it. But yes, that frozen water hanging on the vines could be detrimental. Snow, water, at this time of year, not so much, but that ice on those vines could be problematic.
As
but
Nancy and I are driving by, we're like, no.
I know it. Hopefully they have the grape varieties that can handle those cold temperatures in the wintertime. You know, ours are Rhone varietals, and they're sun bunnies. They like the temperatures that we have here in Arizona.
It is wild because when you're driving by, there's icicles on the side of the mountains. There's frozen waterfalls. I'm not kidding. Nancy and I are like,
wow.
Oh my gosh. And then you think about, you know, all the farmers, the agricultural side with what,
right.
That's why I love hearing these updates. So you guys are fine. You've got a little snow, but when does, you know, because, you know, you're getting sunshine in the 70s, and that, you know, the sun bunny land is coming through, and you know the bunnies are starting to come out in February, March. So when do you start to get, so would it be bud break for when the first leaves come out?
Well, of course, I'm talking about the Scottsdale being up in the 70s. We're still pretty
Oh,
cold down at the vineyard.
really? Oh,
It's still quite
the
a
mountains, yeah.
yeah, it's still in the it might get up to the 50s during the daytime at the vineyard, maybe, and then it cools off at nighttime. It'll cool down. But it's what we've done in the vineyard it right now is we finished up our long pruning. I think I mentioned that previously. It's really thinning out the vines and taking out those long shoots basically off the vine and dropping those, because we're going to start in March doing the more final pruning of those vines that will allow us to determine how many buds we want on every plant. And we haven't
Oh,
determined that
wow.
yet. So what we'll do, what Kurt will do, is then go through the vineyard and take a look at the vines and by each of the grape varieties, begin to determine how many buds we want to anticipate per shoot or per vine. And typically it's 2 to 5 buds that we're looking for. And so we'll be doing that kind of final pruning in March.
Oh.
And we're also end of February, March timeframe. And then we're also preparing. Remember, I mentioned that we're going to be replanting in late March. So we have 1,200 plants coming that we want to prepare for. So, you know, it's getting all the equipment ready, things like grow tubes, the irrigation, et cetera, getting identify how many crew members that we
Wow.
need to do that many plants planting. And
So, in other words, you can't just take February off.
no, I mean, it's a lot easier, but our poor crew that was doing the pruning, it was pretty cold out there, so they can only work a few hours at a time in that cold weather pruning. It's a rough job.
Wow. Well, I know you guys, this is a busy time for the tasting room up in Scottsdale too. So, do you have events happening? Because I know you, or do you do that in a different time frame, or?
We do. We're excited about February. We're doing Galentine's kind of events for the gals that maybe they don't have a partner and they want to go get together with their gal pals and do something special for celebrate Valentine's Day. So we have some specials for them. We
Cool.
also I'm doing some events. So we're doing a winemaker lunch for over 60 people next
Ooh.
week, first week in February. So that's going to be kind of crazy, a three course wine lunch with them. They're coming in from
That's
North,
the
right?
perfect
So yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy because Kurt and I are doing all the cooking too on top of
Oh
that.
wow, but that, but I know that's good. You guys know how to cook.
Yeah.
You know how to pair the wine. We're going to be talking about that today
Right.
too. But do people, because I know it's such a beautiful time to get out in the desert in spring, and people are getting back. I mean, there's all the sports events coming up
Right.
in as well. So, you know, corporate events coming through. Do you book like those kinds of dinners for people to say, hey, you
Yeah.
know, can we bring our team here? Our boss needs a little loosening up. Take him to Peggy and Kurt.
Right. No, exactly. So I do a lot of team building kind of events. You know, our charcuterie making class, a lot of
Oh.
corporate groups enjoy that. Also, I'm doing upcoming a wine and cheese pairing event for some gals that are traveling to Scottsdale from all over the country to get together in Scottsdale. So yeah, we can, you know, if you want to do a special event, just call me and I'll make it happen at our place. Plus, we have the wonderful patio that is in the heart of down Old Town Scottsdale, and so people will sit out on the patio all afternoon and drink wine and watch
Patio
crazy
drinking and
people.
sunshine sounds like my kind of
Yeah,
thing right now. I'm in.
exactly.
I'm in. I'd like, you know, short sleeves, all of that. I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah, We're getting a lot of Canadians coming down.
I can bet. My phone doesn't know if I'm in Idaho or Canada right now, and I'm in neither. It just knows.
Right.
It goes by the temperature, I think. But the snowbirds are snowbirds for a reason. I get it, man. You want some sunshine. You want to feel that warmth. But one thing too, having these kinds of events, I think it's really cool for Scottsdale and for people to come and like, ooh, we have this unique experience.
Exactly.
You can go to a tasting, which is fantastic, right? Obviously. But to have these kind of experiences, even if it's only a few of you, like, what is the minimum for that? Because travelers really want that kind of thing.
Four people, four people,
Wow.
two couples, give me a call. We can do a special wine and cheese pairing, or every day you can come in and do our wine and chocolate pairing, and our wine
Ooh.
concierge can walk you through that, and you don't even need to have a reservation unless you're more than six people.
Oh.
And we're, like I said, we're in the heart of Old Town, so there's just so much going on in the area that it's the destination place. I mean, you're from the Western Museum, which is unbelievable, and you can have that kind of Western experience to Native American. There's an incredible Native American art gallery in an Old Town right near us. And of course, just the museums all around us are incredible, as well as the art gallery. So, yeah, you can
Yeah.
spend a fun weekend right by us in Old Town.
And I'm glad we're talking about this because it makes sense for, just for Valentine's week or,
Right.
that month, right?
Yeah, there's so much we
We have
have
the long
also.
weekend too, the
Right,
long
and we
weekend.
right, and we have in the Arabian Horse Show, which, if
Ooh.
people are horse lovers out there, you if you have not done that, you got to come to the horse show. It's always around Valentine's Day, is when it's I think 10 days in that time frame. Of course, we have the golf tournament coming up, which is absolutely incredible.
Wow.
Waste Management Golf Tournament, a lot of fun to go to that. And baseball starts in February and goes through March, and so there's just a lot to do. We have destination shopping that's incredible, and we have a new Caesars opening up right by us. And yeah,
You
you
guys are busy. It's hopping.
it's hopping. It is a
Well,
destination.
I'm glad you mentioned chocolate and cheese. And so everyone in the show notes, we just put a chocolate guide together because February is chocolate month, right?
Yes.
And I did this, I don't know, I went down a rabbit hole of chocolate, a page all, how many, there are chocolate holidays for every month. I
Oh,
went,
wow.
no, it's insane. So anyway, we've linked in the chocolate guide your chocolate pairing tips, but in the show notes, everyone, look in there. You're going to see a link to Peggy's tips on cooking with wine, which we're going to talk about today. I also have the link in there for her chocolate and wine pairing tips. And I think do we have to put the charcuterie cheese in there? I think we might have to because people may do this for Valentine's Day, right?
Sure,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yep. Yeah, no, that'd
Okay.
be awesome. Yeah.
So cooking with wine, you have this really good wine term today, and so it goes with cooking, and it doesn't.
Right, maceration. A lot of people have
Oh boy.
heard maceration when it comes to cooking, but maceration is also a wine making term. It's basically when we leave the grape juice together with the skins, the stalks, the seeds, and allow the extraction of the color. Remember, the color of the grape juice comes from the skins. And so we're extracting color. And of course, it increases the tannins, because the tannins also are derived from the skins. But it is also concentrating the flavor of the grape juice. So
Okay.
maceration is a
Oh.
wonderful way to really to get the most flavor out of the grape juice. Same thing with cooking. You've probably heard of maceration when you're thinking of cooking. And it's particularly with fruit. I love to make a chocolate dessert and then serve it with macerated berries.
Ooh.
So what you're doing is you're softening or breaking up those berries with a liquid, and wine is a perfect
I was gonna say a little bit of wine or, yep.
definitely a
Ooh.
little bit of wine, a little sugar is a great way to macerate those berries. And what you're doing is concentrating those flavors in the fruit or the vegetables and softening that, so that the flavors marry together. And so, yeah, macerated berries topping over a chocolate is just
Okay,
incredible.
why are you doing this to me right now? I'm like, I'm a little bit on the hungry side, but then it's now I'm in the chocolate mind. I'm like, okay, just who cares about dinner tonight? Let's just have chocolate. Now, when you're macerating those berries, like you can do cherries, all of that, but
Right.
and you're talking about wine. Now, your tips, you talk about cooking your food, if you're going to cook with wine, do what you're going to drink at the table or
Right.
what you're drinking as you're cooking.
Right.
But the berries, would it be the same rule?
Yeah, you don't want to macerate with something that you wouldn't drink. So you want, and you don't want something, because the sweetness, you're trying to pull out the sweetness of the berries or the vegetable or whatever you're macerating. You don't want a sweet wine to do that. So you want a
Okay.
dry wine to potentially do that. And you don't necessarily have to have a red wine. It can be a white wine, but a dry white wine to potentially do that. Maceration. What's great about cooking with wine, I think, you can cook with wine in a variety of techniques. So you can roast, make marinades. You can use wine for sauces or gravies. You can bake with wine. You can deglaze a pan with wine, or you can add wine to a wa water. So, for example, have you ever added like red wine to your pasta water, and then added your pasta? It'll pick up the flavors of
Really?
the wine. So you can
Huh.
replace water with wine in some of your dishes if you want to add more flavor to it.
Is that what, chicken masala? I do love a good chicken masala. Like it's got to be good. Like when it's good, it's off the hook. Now, do they use wine in that? I always thought they use like a white wine in there or not.
No, they use wine, Marcella wine. That's Marcella
Oh,
is a
that's
wine.
the okay. I think you told me about this a few months ago now that I think of it. Yeah, because it's
But
good.
yeah, and the key with that is it's easy to overcook it. And so the chicken is tough. So the key is making sure that the chicken is really wonderful and moist and ready
Soft.
to roll. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you can also, for example, I buy those chicken, roasted chickens from the grocery store
Oh, yeah.
times, right? And I use that chicken in a lot of different ways. So maybe the day after, I might want to rehydrate that chicken before I use it, maybe to toss in a pasta or something like that. I'll rehydrate it in wine. And instead of just to kind of add more flavor to the white meat or the meat that's left in there. So you can use it in that way too. So
Okay, now how about this? Let's toss out the store-bought salad dressing because we know it's got a bunch of stuff you're not supposed to have, right? So
Right.
people make their own. Well, why don't we just use wine instead of vinegar and get on with
Yeah, absolutely.
it?
Absolutely. We do, like, for example, for my winemaker lunch that I mentioned, we're doing a first course of a salad with a Viognier vinaigrette. It's our dry white wine, and with a lot of herbs. And we turn that into a vinaigrette. So, you have to, like, I'll add a little honey to add a little bit of sweetness to it, because it's a really dry white wine. And that with the, a really nice olive oil, and then the herbs and salt and pepper, and j it
Ooh.
makes a wonderful, wonderful. Because what the wine brings to the salad dressing is that acid that you
Yeah.
want, right? So think about wine as an acid that you're adding into.
Instead of the vinegar, you're just,
Correct.
but it's wine and that's better.
It's
Now,
wine.
you tell us that when you're cooking, with wine to cook off the alcohol. So now with salad dressing, you're getting the whole thing. So I'm
Yeah.
just saying it's all good, but you don't want to serve the salad dressing to your kids. That's, or maybe you do if they need to go to sleep. But I'm just kidding, everyone.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cooking, you say to make sure that you do cook off the wine. So get the alcohol to evaporate, right? Otherwise it's going
Correct.
to,
You, and it's the length of time that you're cooking the wine, is if there's going to be some residual alcohol left, unless you're cooking something for a very long time. So there will be a little bit of residual alcohol left in whatever you're cooking, but it's the length of time you're cooking, the temperature you're cooking it at, and just like anything, when you're concentrating the flavor. So as you're cooking with wine, it's reducing, and so those flavors are concentrating.
Okay. Now you have a recipe for salmon. So tell everybody
Right.
about this, because when we think even about date nights, salmon is light, right? So it's something
Right.
very light. You don't want a heavy meal over Valentine's. And when people start doing, let's go out for the big steak and everything, well, then that evening might not go off the way you
That's
want it at
right.
the end.
And you want your dessert. You want your chocolate dessert. So
And
you want
tell
to
everybody
go.
about the dessert wine, because that's what you want for Valentine's night, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the recipe is wine poached salmon. So again, that's a way to use wine as a poaching liquid. And so this calls for Vignette, but you can use any other dry a white wine and create your own bouquet garni, with I like to use a piece of cheesecloth, and then use fresh herbs like rosemary and thyme and parsley and a bay leaf and oregano. Tie it up in your
Oh, wow.
little bouquet garni, and then float it in the wine, the 3 cups of
Cool.
wine, so that it picks up the flavors of the herbs before you put your salmon in there. So
Okay.
you're creating that bouquet of flavor in the wine. Then you put your salmon, excuse me, you remove the bouquet garni because it's already received all the flavors into the wine. Put your salmon in the pan and it'll start, and you baste it, poach it.
Yeah.
So spoon so it's skin side down, and you're spooning
No, it's
the
one spoon in my mouth, one spoon on
Yeah.
the salmon. But you can pour yourself a glass of wine while you're doing this. You're allowed to put some nice
Exactly.
music on. If you're making this for you and your lover, put some nice music on, get in the move, have that wine, and then you can start spooning. Ha!
That's
Sorry.
right. That's right. You can spoon later. Yeah.
Yeah. But
You
yeah, so
know,
but this is good. That's good information.
and then if there's some of that poaching liquid left after you've taken the salmon out to
No.
rest, if there is,
Yeah.
or if you want to put a little bit more wine in it to scrape up any of the bitsies on the bottom of the pan,
Yeah.
and then add a couple tabs of butter, and make a
Ooh.
nice little sauce, and squeeze some lemon in there to make a little
Oh.
pan sauce to drizzle over top of that salmon. It's absolutely wonderful. And then, of
See,
course,
oh.
drink the vignette with it.
Yeah, how is the vignette? We want to, Nancy and I feel like personal ownership on your vignette now after,
Yes, you should. You
yeah,
absolutely
after the
should.
tasting. I mean, the barrel, I mean, it's, yeah, how are they doing?
They're doing great. They're doing great. I think we're releasing one in March. So
Oh,
we'll send you
wow.
some wherever you're going to
Oh,
be. So,
we're just going to come right back. You
yes,
know, we
please
come
do.
live in the
Yeah,
vineyard. We're going to come hang
exactly.
out. You guys gave us good luck for seeing bears, but that was special to have that tasting, and just it'll be exciting to hear the difference, of how it is. So vignette would go well with that, you say. So,
I think
but
so.
dessert, we've got the chocolate, right? But tell everybody about the perfect ideal wine to close off the night, especially if you want some naughty nunus.
Oh yes, we have a wonderful, it's called Epilogue, and it's a late harvest dessert wine. So think of it like it's port like. But it's one of those wonderful wines. It's so smooth. It goes down so easy. And then you go to stand up, it's like, whoa.
Ooh.
It hit me because it's 18% alcohol, and low residual sugar, but it's just a wonderful sipping kind of wine, makes a wonderful dessert.
So you may really want to be doing this while you're cooking at home and have an in-home kind of
Correct. Correct. Exactly.
atmosphere.
Yep. You want an epilogue to the evening.
Yes, and Uber's going to be busy anyway, so
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
do it that way. I love that. I love
Yeah.
that. And people are going to love, I think the salmon, like you were saying, is so good, but I feel like we could do the same thing with like a chicken breast too,
Oh,
with your salmon
absolutely. You
recipe.
know, a lot of people do use wine in stews. I don't know if you've ever had coq au vin, or you can do coq au vin, which is basically a stew that's made with wine and basically chicken. That's stewed with carrots and you cook it you roast it a long time, and it just falls off the bone. And it's just a wonderful, rich stew. But you can also do that with a white wine too, and make a Coco Rouge just with a white wine. Again, roasting it, wonderful way. Of course, everyone knows you can use wine in marinades. Because of the acid helps break down tough meats. So if you have a tougher kind of meat that you're going to grill, you'd want to use a red wine to marinate in. You can also, if you have leftover wine, here's a tip, put it in ice cube trays, and so that you have little,
Cooking, yeah.
for adding to a sauce or adding to. You just pull it out of the freezer when you need it and melt it in your sauce. You don't want to, a lot of people say, well, what if my wine was bad? Can I use it for cooking? No. If your wine was bad, it was bad and it needs to be thrown away. But if you have
When?
left, if exactly, just that's a sad thing, but it happens. But if you have leftover wine that you just didn't drink and you're not going to get to it, put them in those ice cube trays and save it for cooking. I know you've never seen it at your home. I know that, but
It's like, yeah, I see that where, yeah, I've seen it in people, but like I go, that is not a
why?
problem. No, it because but I think cooking with wine is something really a special, it's a special way. It kind of makes what you're drinking and the dish all kind of unite into one big, wonderful experience. So
Absolutely.
I'm for that. I'm for that. So, but it sounds like we're going to go through a whole bottle. 3 cups starting to sound like a whole bottle to me.
Right. So don't just buy
That's a
one
little
bottle.
sacrifice. Yeah,
Yep.
exactly. You can't take, I'm rationing. I don't want to be rationed on wine.
You can use a cheaper bottle of wine to cook with, but make sure that it's similar to what you're going to be drinking. So make sure it's a dry wine, and you don't want to cook with an oaky wine. So one, because that will turn the it won't have a pleasant flavor that
Oh,
you
we
might
don't want
want.
that. No, no.
So you want to have a dry wine that's not on a lot of oak, either
Okay,
white
so
or
more of the
red.
stainless steel kind of.
Correct. Or neutral oak barrel, that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to have two different flavors going off on each other, and you never know what's going to
Correct.
happen in your pan. They might not like
Correct.
each other anymore.
That's right. That's
We don't want
right.
that. We
And
want everyone to be happy.
we want everyone to play nice and
That's
taste good
right.
in the
Well,
mouth.
I'm glad the vineyard's doing good. I'm glad that your vineyard is not where we saw all that ice, because we were both horrified going, oh, these poor
Right.
farmers, and that's the thing, as with what you do, not only being a winery, but actually growing and doing the viticulture, right?
Right.
You've got a feel for everybody when they go through something like that. It's kind of like, no, because it's, how much work they put into,
Absolutely. Yep,
And
and
we
you can
know
lose
Kurt
it.
goes and sings to all the vines and goes, okay, do you want two or five buds? And
Yep.
sings to them, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I know. They'll get me later on that. But Peggy, always fun having you on the show. Everyone, ldvwinery.com, go see them in Scottsdale. And then also you can go through Harvest Host and camp there too. So that's also at the vineyard, right? Is that
Yes.
year round?
Yes.
Okay,
Just
cool.
depends on if we're there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We can't wait for next month. Hey, and it's Women's Month and Women's History Month, right?
Yes.
And Arizona Wine Month next month. So March is a big deal.
And my
So,
birthday.
oh, see, she already made history just like that. See? Well, that's
Awesome.
really important. All right, you take care.
All right, take care.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Wine Time with Peggy show. Keep up with LDV Winery at ldvwinery.com. Keep up with Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.